Welcome. First of all, I would like to thank Society for this opportunity to speak here on my research. This research, because we have a now increased adaptation of corn in Western North Dakota, so that leads to this research, so that we have to study some quantitative genetics to find a novel method of breeding. Just look at the Western North Dakota. This part of the Western North Dakota, you can see the rainfall, annual rainfall is 5 to 10 inches. That's pretty low for the growth of a normal corn, so the yield is pretty low in this area. So where my research is focused in this area, as well as I have one location up eastern North Dakota. There is challenges for the breeders now due to this biotic stress drought. Some of the challenges we have is in corn is there are numerous QTLs involved in this trait. And also, we have as many phenotypes as there are different kind of moisture traits. And we have a lack of useful variation for germplasms for drought. And the precision for assessing drought for target environment is pretty low. And the breeders are also affected by high selection intensity due to drought itself. So we started with the germplasm, NDSU germplasm sources. And the way we did that is just because NDSU germplasm source has a very diverse diverse germplasm source. We are producing embryo lands and populations based on back crosses, which is exotic back cross, like NDSU early GM. And we have a long-term recurrent selection project, which are inter- and intra-population recurrent selection. And we do both within heterotic group and across heterotic group, elite by elite crosses to produce inbred lines. So with this, and we also have a drought-managed winter environment and in the northern Argentina. So with this, I chose 47 diverse inbred lines, and then I use partial dialer crosses described by Kempthorne and Cornell to produce 94 different crosses. And then with 6-6, I put this in a 10 by 10 partial lattice design, partial balanced lattice design, and also put the parents in a 7 by 7 partially balanced lattice design, including 47 inverse and a 2-6. We define three different environments. One is a random drought, irrigated conditions, and drought conditions. These three different regimes of moisture are present in the Prosper and Castleton, as the eastern North Dakota, and then the irrigated and drought conditions present in the western North Dakota and eastern Montana. The main problem in this region is related with the stalk lodge and root lodge. That's we have seen. This is the major reason the yield is going down in this area. So we're trying to go to find a new method or a new phenotype, whether we can increase yield if we can solve this lodging problems. So we think it, and then we're utilizing a stem diameter, and the research have shown that the remobilization of major stem reserves is equivalent to 12 to 25% of final grain dry matter. And as you saw from this, the previous research have also shown, as in this figure, you can see in the x-axis there is a timing of drought stress, and y-axis is a grain yield. So usually in the late in the grain filling times, if there is a drought present, the yield increases almost 10 ton less. As well as the rate of gain is also kind of, it's very low if there is a drought stress present in the late field, and which is pretty common in western North Dakota. And we also looking at some of the root traits, and the root traits, since there have been a research published now with the brass root traits, they are showing the consistent pattern on the brass root traits. So we're taking the visible brass root width and the number of brass root counts and the number of holes in the corn. As you can see, this the visible, if you have a brass root, bigger brass root width, they have a less lodging compared to the one with the less brass root. That's that was also previously reported as one, like the drought restricts the elongation of brass root shells, causing increased root lodging. So if we are selecting for this, we're also looking at these traits, brass root traits, so that we can decrease the lodging in this area due to drought. I'm also looking at the size of root by root capacitance. The measurement of size of root in the field condition is very difficult, because as you say, think that if you want to excavate plants after emphysis, it's a very, very difficult task. And for me, it's very difficult because I have a 1,200 different plots in a six environment. So I utilize a electric capacitance measurement method. And this is an electric extract LCR meter. And you have a ground rod here, and then a needle will connect to the plant. And this will give a root capacitance reading. And there have been a research before done, which has a nice correlations, higher correlations for the fresh root mass of the root. We get a nice difference in the yield. That's all the drought were present very nicely there. And we had a 42% reduction in the dry land conditions, and 21% reduction in the random drought condition. The difference was also can be seen in the plants, as you see here in the first picture here. These plants were these are the irrigated plots, and these are the dry land plots we had. And this is a picture at the grain filling stage of corn. And you can see on the top hybrid, the difference in the ear, where the irrigated ears are more fuller and bigger compared to the dry land ear. With this, we've seen that the we've seen as shown in this table that as you can see in the left is the inbreed crosses we had. These are the top 14 inbreed crosses out of 100, and then I have shown the dry land irrigated and random drought conditions. And I side by side I compare the rank of the grain moisture and grain yield in each of the environment. The yield in dry land and random drought are more comparable as compared to the irrigated to the top industry checks we have. The results have shown that the I also did the Brock mix analysis and then look at the differences. All the traits were significantly different for all environments, and the heritability for yield is still low in the drought environments. It's 0.22 compared to the in the irrigated environment, it's pretty high, 0.65. And this, in the drought environment, the heritability for this new stem and brass root traits have been, it's comparable, it's similar or higher than the yields. I also look at the correlation between the traits, And in my research, what I found is grain is acting as a more independent trait, but there is a correlation between a stalk diameter capacitance, root capacitance, and the visible brass root count. And there is a correlation between stalk diameter, brass root width, and number of brass root count. And this is very interesting for us because this can be utilized to decrease the root lodging that's causing mostly yield decrease in the drought condition of western North Dakota. And what we can see here, the grain moisture is also is positively correlated with most of the trade except grain yield and stock lodging. And this grain moisture, this shows that if we have early germ plasms or if you have early hybrids or lines there, they're retaining or pumping less water, so it's needing less, so that they can be more efficient in drought conditions compared to the late germplasms. And here, the similar can be seen with the yields negatively correlated with the grain moisture harvest and root lodge and stock lodge. So with this, what we can see is drought tolerant, that's governed by many traits. Some are dependent and some are independent directly to the yield. And our thinking is that we have to go through the recurrent selection with efficient selection index that can improve this quantitative trait efficiently. The reason for low heritability could be the dominance and the epistatic interactions, and that we I'm still getting some secondary data on this research, so I will be calculating commanding ability as well as the genetic variants later as to figure out whether the heritability, lower heritability, is due to the dominance and epistasis interactions. And we're also thinking to calculate take more phenotyping on the grain quality traits later. For the future, what we have seen, what we have tried is that we have identified five different populations based on these traits. And these populations are, like these two are the exotic germ incorporated populations, and this is another population, and this is a new population we have on B104 by ND203, and we're starting a new regional selection program based on this. At last, I would like to acknowledge my different, my lab teams, cooperators, and the funding agencies we have. Thank you. The question is, how do I define the drought resistance, and what's the difference between tolerance and resistance? The resistance, we were defining it as that we can mitigate it, just not tolerating, but we're developing a technique or a system in the corn so that it can mitigate the drought.
One more question.
It's related to the yields. Actually, we can see in our research, with my sample, I have 100 different lines. So what I've seen is there is a really low correlation in some of the traits with yield. So, but those are correlated with the root lodging, stock lodging on that area. So if we improve that and then improve the yield, with this, some kind of selection index, so that we can go direct, we can lift up the yield too.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.